diving headfirst into the Friday morning mailbag. It is the accumulation of your communications throughout the week via all the texts, the tweets, the DMs, the Facebooks, the Snapchat. Snapchat even stole a thing. I don't even know if that is right there. Prison letters. I haven't got one of those in a while. You can always email us directly. You can go to the Contact Us page, and that goes to our bosses on the 92.1 FM.com. We always like to check. See, it's kind of like, you know, when your kids are doing something, if you pretend it's not happening, eventually it'll...
Like what?
It'll go away.
What are we pretending isn't happening? Yeah, I almost forgot my Irish flute. Oh, it's a whistle, sorry.
What a travesty that would have
been. Look, I'm doing it for Susie.
Yeah, if we could only
I'm
get another
sharing one. My gift.
Looks like somebody forgot we had a Hank FM newsletter. No.
Dang it.
That's on it. We were doing so well there for a half second. That's okay. Got this one, though. This comes from Ashley of Granbury. We were talking earlier and have been. It's kind of a running narrative of the show about passwords being needed in various things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I counted up. It takes 13 passwords to get this show on the air every single day.
That is a lot of letters, alphanumeric combinations.
Passwords for KB and Heatherly. Ashley of Granbury, though, says, where I work, it takes me a total of 3 key card swipes, and then once I get to my desk, entering passwords a total of 16 times.
Whoa.
Just to get the day started. That doesn't include the 4 2-factor authentications, which means I'm now being factor authenticated 8 times.
Yeah.
Golly.
I
just go home. I just go home. You know, if it's that high priority, if I don't work for a government institution, you know what? Even then they share stuff on like group text,
well,
so whatever. Who cares anymore?
Good heavens. I'm sorry, 16 Ashley.
16 passwords.
Oh, dear.
Stop it.
Barbecue James, I don't know if everything's okay over there.
What?
He's texting in on the line saying, can I hear Misery and Gin?
Oh, well...
I mean, he's newlywed. Is that kind of go with the territory?
You know, you just got to fight through it.
Gary,
just got to fight through it.
Gary and Granbury, a man of few words, simply says, she makes me feel good.
Well, here's Brittany in the Ville who texted in. Fruit parfait or fruit cups?
I think parfait.
Do you think it may be an answer... That may have been a possible answer to, I bet you didn't know.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping this for the next 817 just texted in totally naked. So I hope that's
what?
Also an answer.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or an invite. I'm not sure.
Regarding the microphone stand, Harry and Joshua wants to know if we are buying them at Walmart or Temu. And
I'm not going to speculate.
Is it Wish? Is Wish still a thing?
No. I have wishes involving microphones staying upright.
He also wants me to investigate.
She's
don't
on,
tempt
ladies
me.
And gentlemen.
Do not
Heather
tempt
Lee.
Me.
She will. Actually, the manager emailed us.
Because
it broke on the manager. speaking of, this comes from a Shane with a Y. Says, you know, Mark Phillips should play Will It Juggle like y'all play Will It Flow.
Oh.
Hey, that could be a fun afternoon way.
Please, no sharp objects.
With no sharp objects. That also kind of goes for our game.
Think the float.
That's it. Zachary got a lot of over WrestleMania weekend. We'll bog down. But Zachary was very stymied, surprised. And then this morning, Michael messaged me specifically with him being in town tonight that, quote, John Cena sucks. John Cena sucks. And then wrote it 2 more times. And then says, see you tonight.
Okay. Bring it in for a hug. Aw.
He is evil John Cena right now, so I get it.
Well, speaking of, I think this is maybe Jamie is latching on to the little WWE experience.
It's spreading.
He just Instagrammed in Big Kev, a.k.a. Big Stank, or Sexy Rexy.
Okay.
Are those like... Are those WWE guys?
No.
Or are those his WWE name?
I think that might be on his dating profile.
I don't
I'm not
know.
Sure.
Maybe his... Yeah, this is not your Tinder or the...
Go get him, Big Kev.
Winders or whatever.
Go get him, Big Kev.
Yeah. Sean simply says, good morning from Eagle Mountain Mike.
Well, hey there, Sean.
Hello.
Salutation. Dave on Facebook said, KB, your Robin Leach needs some work.
Oh, dear.
And it took me a minute to figure out what that...
Well, you know
it's
who
not
that is.
A, I'll work. Okay, I'll work on it, Dave. I'll work on a voice that we use maybe once every 5 years.
Yeah, get on it, KB. How long has that show been off the air?
I don't know.
A long, long, long time. Dave posting a photo with his dog.
Hi, Dave.
It had a chin-length bob. It says, I want to speak to the manager at PetSmart. I think that was a dig at me.
Where is your manager?
But I do not have a chin-length bob, and I am certainly not a poodle.
And speaking of Dave's, Doris commented, Dave's not here, man. Well done. Nancy said, why all of a sudden is everybody calling you JB?
JB and Heather Lee do the morning show on Hank FM.
I mean, why not?
I don't know. But I say, keep it going.
It's a thing. Congratulations to week 3 winner. I don't know if we talked about this, of Hank's Jam. Jeff Shellhammer and Stan Price.
That's a duo.
Yeah.
It's like our country
combo.
Couples weekend here at Hank FM.
They're getting a jump on things. You can check them out again.
Nice.
Go out and compete next Wednesday night at the Lone Star.
Barn Trucker.
That's right.
Danielle says, KB, if we have events, how do we get them on your weekend calendar on the show? Well, yeah, we do the weekend update about an hour ago.
Is she having a party?
Just whatever. She didn't say what it was, but whatever. If you want to get something to the show, send a self-addressed stamp, envelope, or postcard.
No.
KB and Heather Lee, care of Hank FM, P.O. Box 1428, Secaucus, New York, 12122.
And let us know if there's going to be queso.
Yeah. And then I just got the, I think Heather Lee should do all the sports all the time.
Yeah.
Why not? Also want to know, Stephen and Lake Whitney, who asked the same question, the previous one, did we ever come up with a name for the Heather Lee car?
I think we're going with Cindy Lou Blue.
Okay. You're still thinking, though? It's like, what is it, passed I mean, like the Senate, felt, and now
well,
it goes to the House?
You know, it was the
we
same week
to,
as
the
wall
desk?
On the Hank Facebook page.
Yeah.
And it just kind of fell apart ever since then.
Okay.
I'm sure there's more. Yeah.
Cindy.
I don't know.
Cindy.
She's just hanging out there without a name.
Well, I got this from Anita. This was in an email and says, I work in a very large building downtown next to you guys for a very, very large bank. I won't say, but I bet you could figure it out. Our CEO, who notoriously shows up earlier than everyone every day and starts meetings way too early, refuses to schedule anything now at Thursdays at 8 o'clock.
No way.
Because he never misses a will it float or will it sink or whatever you guys call it.
Sink or float.
I mean, whatever you do call it.
He absolutely loves it and usually talks about it the first thing in that Thursday 8:30 meeting.
That's so exciting.
Anyway, we all like it because it gets us out of an early meeting on Thursday.
See?
Starts a little later than normal. Aww. Thank you from the office. We love your guys' show. Ladies and gentlemen, will it float in wrenching and reaching lives?
And not only that, people with money really like us.
I wonder if that would get us approved for a loan.
I don't know.
Well, probably wouldn't float on that. Fake news coming up next. We'll get to
KB and Heather Lee.
I must have them.
Hank FM.